This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations to all over the country on the Genesis Communications Network. GCNlive.com is their website. Also on selected Salem Media Group radio stations around the country in some of the biggest markets in the radio market across America, and some selected great local independent stations, and we love the locals. We love the locals. And by the way, you can also hear us streaming live on many of these radio stations, as well as on GCNlive.com and my website, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're always streaming over there. The current show is playing over there right now, the one that we're doing. You're hearing us live, and then when this show is done, it'll be recorded and played until the next new one comes on. And, of course, my podcast is over there, too. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military and our veterans and our EMS and our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, especially the over-the-road drivers, the 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the FedEx, the UPS drivers, the bulk mail haulers, yep, out there bringing the mail. Maybe they're bringing a check to you. You never know. And, of course, the suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel wherever it needs to go so we can go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. It's interactive over there. You can send us messages over there, and we see them, and we try to comment on them when we see them. And don't forget, we're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, we're on X as Captain's America, and our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Our podcast is over there, and all the different things we have, including our guests. How about that? And their websites and whatnot. And we start out with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with me for hour number four. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Hello and good morning.
Yes, sir. And you're staying high and dry out there because you're going to be sweeping sand again, right?
We'll see, yeah.
All right. And joining us, we have Mark Walters from Armed American Radio. And it's always a pleasure. Good morning, Mr. Mark.
The pleasure is mine.
Yes, sir. And they're going to go back inside because it's so cold down here. They can hardly stand it. It's only 79 degrees, but, you know, it's been so warm down here that they think we're having a cool wave now. Anyway, are you guys ready to say the pledge?
Let's do it.
Here we go.
Of course.
I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag.
The flag
of the United States of America, and to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. Well, Kyle and Mark, did you know that the blue cities are now being rewarded, or rewarding rather, the BLM rioters that helped to try to burn down some of their cities and do destruction? For example, Denver, the city of Denver, just agreed to pay $4.7 million to several hundred Black Lives Matter protesters to settle a 2020 lawsuit the activists claimed that police violated their constitutional rights by arresting them to enforce a curfew and used excessive force. Now, the settlement awaits the judge's approval, but still, the city says we'd rather give him the money than to go fight him in court. Anybody?
I'll jump in on that one. Yep. I'm looking at the story right now. And, I mean, does it shock you? No, it doesn't shock me at all.
No. Nope.
In fact, I wouldn't be surprised to find out it was part of the bigger plan in the Blue Cities. Look, Captain, I've said this for years on my radio programs. When coincidences begin to line up, it's safe to question whether or not they're coincidences. There's nothing conspiratorial about what we're talking about when you look at Blue Cities doing the same thing. Now, I don't think that Denver's getting together with any other blue city and talking about it behind the scenes, but it's ingrained in their DNA. It's just what they do. It's like mainstream media. You don't have to tell mainstream media to, you know, to ABC, CBS, or ABC and NBC so we can CBS. They don't need to get together in a room behind the doors to come up with a concocted plan. They're all of like mind. So it's not unusual that you see something like this. But when you look at lawsuits like this in general, particularly bogus lawsuits, you look at they come in, I'm looking at their, they come, these protesters came in with teams of attorneys.
Yep.
Who masked themselves in the crowd to look for any, what they thought would be legal action against any police or police activity and then threaten lawsuits on the client's behalf. So the bottom line is, these people are hucksters. They're getting rich on the backs of blue cities, which
yep.
means taxpayer dollars. It's all a scam. And we've seen that. BLM founders are living in multiple multi-million-dollar mansions and have quietly gone off into the sunset until the Democrats need them again, probably coming up close to or shortly after the 2024 election when they'll call them back out on the streets. They're just left-wing, progressive, Marxist, communist, masquerading as former Democrat warriors.
Well, wait till you hear this. If you don't think there's not some sort of conspiracy here, listen to this. Several liberal cities, including Denver, have reached similar settlements stemming from the riots totaling around $100 million nationwide. Protesters, right. Protesters are usually winning, not on the merits of their cases, but because the city officials choose the easy way out and cave in.
Because it isn't their money.
Right.
It's
taxpayer money. You betcha. Mm-hmm.
Now, there ought to be... I can hear music coming up. I know we're taking
yeah,
a break.
Yeah, we'll go for it on the other side of the music. But, folks, we're talking to Kyle Warren and Mark Walters from Armed American Radio. You hear him on many of these same stations, especially the three-hour Monster Show on weekends on Sunday nights. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600. And tell us what's on your mind.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and you'll hear Mark and you'll hear Kyle in just a minute here. I got to remind everybody, though, that this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. That's right, Moss spelled M-A-U-S, Family Automotive. And they've got the Nissan dealers around the area, and they've also got the Acura dealer, which is on North Florida Avenue, right beside the Moss Nissan dealer. So in Tampa, North Tampa, you can go see Moss Nissan or Moss Acura side by side on Florida Avenue. And then, of course, the big flagship store. And the thing about the flagship store is they're in Newport Richey. They're at 19 and 54, and they have one of the biggest American flags you would ever want to see. I have spotted that flag exactly 2 miles away from the store and driven towards it knowing it was their flag, because I did it on purpose to see how far away I was when I first picked it up in my line of sight, my visibility. Now, they also have a brand new location in Brooksville, Florida. Moss Nissan is located now on the west side of Brooksville, State Route 50, right up against the Suncoast Parkway. And it's a beautiful, brand new store. Now, in any case, they are the home of the You Serve, You Save package, which means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, EMS, fire, and police, and all church pastors, too, are afforded a great deal for the service that you give to our country. Now, you get Moss Care with that, which means free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of the vehicle. So check them out online first, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. They've got about 450 vehicles for you to look at, new and certified pre-owned. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You might be really surprised at what that might get you, too. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Whatever it takes is their motto. All righty, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning.
And Mark Walters, Armed American Radio, is with us. Hello, Mr. Mark.
Good morning.
We won't tell anybody that you're going to give them a guitar concert here in the not-too-distant future, right?
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, because I was telling Captain during the break, Kyle, that I've been taking guitar lessons for the last 4 or 5 months. I've actually gotten pretty good at it. And my kids always say to me, Dad, you practice a couple hours a day. I say, no, I don't practice. I rehearse.
Yep.
There's the difference.
Yep. He's going on.
That's cool.
He's going on tour. He's going to get up on stage and then shock us all. So there you go. But
there you go.
But what'll be even more shocking is if I show up with my guitar and sit there beside him and we both play. All right. We've got a caller here. Let me see what's going on. All right. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Paul from Clearwater again. You're keeping me up tonight, Captain Matt, on this payments to these BLM protesters.
Oh, yeah.
This is RICO, Racketeering Influence Corrupt Organizations.
Yep.
And it needs to be investigated if we had a real Justice Department.
Yes.
And as Robert Kennedy said, Justice Department, the FBI, the three-letter agencies, is not anyone in the top two echelons that believes in a republic.
Mm-hmm.
They're fascists.
Yep.
Anyhow, we need to get someone in who take care of business. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And I don't disagree with that for a second. And here's the thing, Kyle and Mark. Do you know how many veterans didn't vote in the last election?
I have no idea.
About 10 million. Do you believe that?
Well,
about 10 million.
Yeah, sadly, you know, we need everybody voting.
That's right.
Yeah, that is sad.
Yeah. Yeah, there's over 20, the largest voting group in America, if they ever got together and decided to get together, would be the veterans. And the veterans are the ones that could control every election that's ever had from here to eternity. But 10 million of them, they're either not registered to vote or they just are registered and didn't vote for whatever reason. And it's a shame. It's just a real shame.
I don't disagree with that at all.
All right, Kyle, go ahead. You had a couple questions, I know.
Yes, Mark, we saw the story a couple of days ago, but I wanted to get your input on it, and that has to do with this notion that, according to a new study, it looks like 60% or so of active shooters are stopped by a good guy with a gun, and yet you still have this notion out there that, you know, that generally speaking, people shouldn't have guns and they're not safe and there's more gun violence. But what about the good guys who actually keep people from getting killed by a bad guy with a gun?
Well, you're talking about John Lott just commissioned another study too, and it's part of the work that he did was politicizing crime data. Now, he used to work at the Department of Justice and kept statistics on all this information over many, many years. He has studied it at crimeresearch.org. If you want to read his work, it's there. And he has contacted the FBI and notified them of instances that they have not reported where individual law-abiding citizens with a firearm have, in fact, stopped mass shootings. The FBI acknowledged that he was correct and then just went about their business and never added it to the database. I mean, we see this all the time. And you say this notion that guns aren't good. Well, that depends on who you talk to, but if you're talking to the mainstream press, mainstream media, legacy media, fake news, they never report positive uses of firearms because it flies in the face of their agenda. Why would they do that? We can't make a gun use look good, so they don't report it. It's what I refer to as a lie of omission. As far as I'm concerned, right. A lie of omission is criminal, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, too, we've got the NRA now is pushing back at the Biden administration's proposal for these increased firearm background checks, and they're saying it's an attack on law-abiding gun owners. What do you think?
Well, you're referring to the ATF's new quote-unquote rule. The ATF is apparently now christening themselves rulemakers around Congress, and instead of calling it law, which is enforceable, by the way, with criminal penalties, the ATF just calls it a new rule. And the rule that you're referring to now is redefinition. The ATF's been good at that. They've redefined bump stocks as machine guns. They've redefined pistol braces as machine guns. They've redefined quote unquote firearm parts now as firearms. All of those, if you violate their rule, creates a criminal penalty that they enforce as a law enforcement organization and put you in prison. Congress, of which is the only body that can change law. And see, this is why the ATF has problems and they're being sued and we are beating them. But the ATF knows, let's just change the definition. So what they've done now is they've changed the definition of a lawful gun dealer. If you sell one firearm and make a profit on it for yourself, if I sell you a gun, Kyle, and make $50 on it or $5, I'm going to be considered a dealer, and that's an illegal transaction requiring me to get a background check for you because I technically should have an FFL. This is backdoor, quote-unquote, universal background check. Meanwhile, most people don't hear this often, alcohol and tobacco kills thousands of more Americans than firearms, no matter how they're misused,
yep,
across the country every single year. And the ATF is doing what? Going after law-abiding gun owners, law-abiding gun shows, law-abiding gun dealers. They ought to be refocusing their efforts on quote-unquote alcohol and tobacco and get off my lawn. But we're suing them into compliance, and we'll beat them to a rogue agency.
Well, Mark, does that change necessarily with an administrative change or a change in administration from Democrat to Republican, or is it pretty entrenched, do you think, already?
No, it's Steve Dettelbach will be history with a new administration, okay, which is why elections matter. But, yeah, of course. I mean, the ATF right now is being run by the Biden Department of Justice.
And that new ATF guy is a real bad issue case, by the way.
Yeah, Steve Dettelbach is who you're referring to. Yep. This guy's just doing the bidding of the left-wing Biden administration, vehemently anti-gun. And I say this, if you're an ATF agent listening to this program right now, and you're participating in the attack on law-abiding citizens, you're no friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
You're violating the law. You're violating constitutional rights. If you feel good about that, what does that say about you as a person?
Yeah. Well, we got about 30 seconds left, and I want to get this in real quick here. You know, we the people elect these people, and we the people can unelect them by voting for somebody else. And by God, we better get it right this time. People need to get off their duffs, and the gun owners that are out there, the Second Amendment people, need to rally the other people around them and get them on the page that we're on.
Vote. It's as simple as that.
Yep.
Vote your gun rights.
Yep.
That simple.
Yep. That's what I like about you. You're always direct and to the point there, Mr. Mark.
Hey, it's pretty easy. Vote your gun rights. Oh, by the way, Gun Rights Policy Conference, September 21st and 22nd in Phoenix. Come meet me, Alan Gottlieb, AWR Hawkins, John Mott, and dozens of others, September 21st through the 22nd, coming up in Phoenix, Arizona. Visit SAF.org to register for free. It's free to attend.
You know where I'll be that weekend?
Probably not at the Gun Rights Policy Conference. Love to have you there.
The gun show in Sarasota.
There you go.
All right. Well, Mark, thank you very much for checking in with us. We look forward to talking to you again real soon. You have a great day, and God bless you.
Thanks. You too, Captain. Thanks, Kyle.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mark. All right. Mark Walters, everybody. Kyle and I will be right back. Coming up on the bottom of the hour, it's a Wednesday. You know what that means. It's time for Mr. Patrick Kyle in the Sports Zone. We're going to talk about a little stuff that's going on in the world of sports. Boy, oh boy, tis the season. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. It's confirmed President Biden is staying in touch with UAW negotiators as the labor union threatens a strike against the big three automakers in Detroit.
A lot of the pundits and talking heads want to talk about, you know, the if we struck all three, would cost the economy $5 billion a week. And let me assure you, I'm glad that someone recognizes the value that is created by the work that our members do.
UAW President Sean Fain speaking to CNBC Tuesday. One top executive for GM said they remain committed to avoiding a strike. They say any such work stoppage would hamstring the momentum of car manufacturing in America, a deadline set for late September. President Biden says he's been briefed on the situation with the Burning Man Festival in Nevada. He noted over the weekend his administration's been in touch with local leaders as extreme flooding it left tens of thousands of people stranded there. Attendees were first told Friday to shelter in place and conserve food and water. At least one person is reported dead. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And before we get to Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, and by the way, check out his Facebook page, The Sports Zone, and Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. I want to let everybody know that this portion of the program is brought to you by MyPillow. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. And by the way, the phone number to call to talk to somebody live and in living color right now is 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. They're having a hell of a deal on slippers right now. Any kind of slipper you want, priced all the way to $129, $29.95, period. Any slipper you want, $29.95. And that's MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, phone number 800-641-5459. Love those slippers. All right, let's start with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Welcome back, Kyle.
Thank you. Welcome. Good to be here, I should say.
Welcome and hello and how are you? And yes, I'm in California, the home of fruits, nuts, and berries. Okay, here we go. Here's Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. Good morning, Mr. Sports Zone, sir.
What's going on, Matt? What's going on, Kyle?
By the way, we missed you yesterday, sir.
Sorry. I had to help somebody out with their insurance, sir.
Well, you should have brought, keep telling you, bring the customers over to Mission Barbecue.
Some of these folks they want to be in their own home and discuss everything over the kitchen table.
Okay, well, I get that. Go ahead. What's going on in the world of sports there, sir?
Travis Kelce is what's going on. Man hurt his knee, star tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs. All the fantasy football fans out there listening to the show aren't happy about that if they've already drafted him.
Yep.
It does look like he will be starting tomorrow in the game against the Detroit Lions. He's the best tight end in the National Football League from just a pure standpoint of for his team as well as for fantasy personnel. It's a heck of a hit for him. But the good news is it doesn't look like long term. It's just hyperextended. So hopefully in 2 to 3 weeks he'll be back to his same self, because he is a great ball player. Neat show he does with his brother, who's the center for the Philadelphia Eagles.
They're
just a good family, good for football. It was neat that they both played in the Super Bowl against each other last year. That was a very cool story, to say the least. And speaking about fantasy football, Captain, all the people out there can't wait for tomorrow to start and this weekend coming up, because we've been looking for work all year long. Let's talk a little college football.
Wait a minute. Before you start, I want to talk about something, because this was a Tampa Bay Bucs player that passed away yesterday in a freak accident at a construction site in Buffalo, New York. Mike Williams, former wide receiver, one of the best in the business for a number of years here in Tampa Bay. 26 touchdowns, I believe, is what he had over 61 games. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was just that loss.
Got hurt in a construction accident and got killed.
Yeah. Thoughts and prayers out to his family,
You remember him. He was a good one.
Yeah, he went to USC, Cap.
He went to Syracuse.
Yeah, but they did play a little bit
He's a graduate of Syracuse, went to Buffalo, and was working in Buffalo when this happened.
Yeah, no, you're right. Matter of fact, he was born. As a matter of fact, in Buffalo, Captain.
That's correct. Okay, well, keep going.
Southeastern Louisiana, too. He played some ball there. So, sad story. Nice young man. I remember him now that you brought up. So, matter of fact, he played for the Chiefs, who played tomorrow night. But that's nice that you brought that up, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good to share that with his folks. Also, we have college football. The Florida State Seminoles have now made it into the top five in the AP poll. First time that's happened in several years. So
yeah, we'll see if they can hold it. That'd be great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. For the state of Florida, UCF is playing well. They cracked the top 25. So the surprise was Clemson losing to Duke. Monday night. That was very, very surprising. Labor Day, what a shocker. Yeah, a lot of things happen in sports. Very interesting, to say the least. And Kyle, my baseball buddy over there, how about Otuve? Homer's in his first three at-bats against the Rangers. Really making that a heck of a battle there in the AL East. The West, pardon me.
Yeah. I'm so glad you mentioned that. I was going to ask you about that. So that's amazing. So Altuve, he's a really great player, and he's just got a lot of energy for the game, I think. And actually, it leads me into a different question as well about the Astros. At some point, are they ever going to live down all this negativity? Because when I'm at a game, and it's either they're playing the Astros or ex-Astros players come up to the plate, there's always a lot of booing. And, is that ever going to dissipate, do you think?
I think it'll be another couple of years. People still, sports fans don't like when you cheat.
Nope.
That's a big no-no. That's the worst thing you can do. Especially now, Kyle, with all the people investing in sports, either fantasy or putting a couple dollars on it. You don't like to lose like that. It's very frustrating. Not cool. So that's why they'll keep hearing about it. And a lot of people feel that they didn't get fair punishment. And there's something to be said for that. I don't get it. Maybe if the way to stop that ever happening again, if a team is caught cheating, they won't play the following year, and they'll forfeit their trophy. That would stop it immediately. Will they do it? No, but that's what should happen, and it would stop it. Would you concur with that logic?
Yeah, definitely. Well, because for one thing, you've got a real example for all those kids, you know, and my son went through Little League and up through high school. And, these guys are the examples for the young players, and they got to set a good example. And when they don't, there ought to be pretty big consequences.
Amen. Amen. Another thing out west, did you hear about the story about Shohei Ohtani? They did the Angel team photo yesterday, and because they were working on his oblique, they had another young man run out there for the team photo. So now they're going to have to kind of Photoshop his face on top of it. This is kind of funny story that got out there.
No, I didn't hear that. That's funny. Yeah.
Yeah. The body double, they call the guy. They ushered him out of there pretty quick, but people caught on. You know, it's funny. I mean, hey, you know, there's always a way to Photoshop the person in, so it won't be that big of a deal, but it's just a funny story. Captain, you know, you and I are the old school about doing things and doing things right. What's your thoughts about the way Deion Sanders is handling things out there in Colorado and with the press?
Well, I don't have any problem with Deion Sanders. I mean, I know he's a showboat, and I know he's going to showboat wherever he goes, regardless of whether he's a coach or if he was even playing again. But he's a lot of fun to watch. I like him. He's funny, and he inspires people.
Okay.
And by the way, you got about a minute, so.
Okay, you know, I appreciate that, Captain. Well, you know, just letting the people know out there, if I can be of any help with their insurance needs, I'd love to talk to them. I always love to say, have a cup of coffee, talk some sports with you. I'm here to help. Any questions I can answer for anybody, feel free to call me at 813-966-1052. A lot of things are out there available to you, but you have to call someone who's, you know, on the inside, who does it every day. I can either save you money on your pharmaceuticals or on your insurance premiums. But if you don't call me and we can't do the research, you're not going to know. And the good news is, if we do sit down and talk and we go over everything you have, if I can't save you any money or do anything better for you, you have peace of mind that you have the best products available right now. So feel free to call me at 813-966-1052. Love to hear from you. Love to just talk some sports and have a nice conversation with you, see if I can be of any help for your insurance needs. Again, my name is Patrick Highland. My phone number is 813-966-1052. God bless you, Captain. God bless you, Kyle. Talk to you Friday morning, gentlemen.
All right. Thank you very much, Patrick Highland, and we will talk to him on Friday. We'll talk to Kyle in just a second here when we come back, because we've got the consumer quarterback coming on. And that would be Brandon Rimes right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch for a Wednesday morning. This is brought to you by our oldest sponsor on the block. That's Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Of course, they're down in Sarasota. And I personally used them for years when it came to work that I had to have done on my blinds, my shades, and my shutters. And they've done an absolute great job. Now, from installation to parts and cleaning, they're the ones to call. And when you do call them, make sure you tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to mean a little something, too. And by the way, all veterans and all first responders get a discount on your purchase down there. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. You can stop on in or call them at 941-922-2345. The number again, 941-922-2345. To schedule an appointment, or as I said, just stop on by 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. They're local. They're experienced. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Tell them the captain sent you. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hello.
Now, we're going to be talking to Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback, and this is all some of what he does is right up your wheelhouse. So here we go. Good morning, Mr. Brandon Rimes.
Hey, Captain. Hey, Kyle.
Now, you were a quarterback, so are you following all this stuff that's going on with all these quarterbacks? And like we've the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have actually got four quarterbacks right now because one of them is on the injured reserve, I guess. Is that correct?
You know, I don't follow as much as I used to. I self-admittedly, I've kind of absorbed myself into real estate and, you know, my personal development growth and things of that nature. But it's fun to watch from time to time.
But you're the consumer quarterback. You're supposed to know all things consumer-related.
That's right. Well, consumer-related, you're right. But I don't know about the sports as much anymore. I used to get real into it, into the college sports and professional, especially, you know, back in the heyday.
Well, I'm going to give you an assignment, okay? And next week I'm going to ask you this, the answer for the answer. Why is it we have to pay $5 for a bottle of water at a baseball park?
Yeah. Well, that's because
I want to know the answer to that.
I can tell you that answer. The athletes are getting paid too much. They keep paying them $600 million, $500 million. You know?
I was thinking you were going to say that. But I heard from somebody, was it yesterday or the day before? I heard from somebody telling me about the they were getting people were coming around to these neighborhoods now. And they were knocking on doors with like a package of meat or something like that, trying to sell stuff and say, hey, we got this, and it's so-and-so and such, and it sounded like a great deal. And then people would buy whatever it was, and it was expired.
Oh, yeah.
Now, not only is that a health hazard, but I believe that's fraud, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's crazy that people are doing that. I've seen them driving around in trucks and stuff before, but... Yeah, I would just stick to the traditional sources.
Little refrigerated vans is what they're driving around in. And that's when you see that, Bo, that's just like a bullseye. It tips you off to what's going on. But anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there to begin with. Now, Kyle, what do you got on your mind? I know you've got some things to ask Brandon.
Yes, good morning, Brandon.
Good morning, bud.
All right. Well, you know, earlier in the program, we heard about, I think it was Goldman Sachs. They were making some predictions about how likely a recession might be next year. But one of the key points was this idea that the Fed is now going to be done, at least in their economists' opinion, of raising interest rates. But tie that together with the report that we found earlier that says that homeowners kind of look at maybe 5.5% as the magic number for the tipping point where they would actually think about selling their property and moving. Because right now, as we've talked about before, they feel locked in with the low interest rate.
Right. Yeah, I could see that number as being, you know, an attractive number. It's like, well, how do they accumulate that data? Who's saying that's the magic number? But yeah, I mean, we know one thing: it's too high right now, and people are just, they're hesitant to make moves, so it's hurting the economy. And as they continue to raise rates, it's just, you know, it's just going to hurt us even more. I got an idea. Stop printing money. Stop sending money to Ukraine. How about that? But they won't do that. We're funding terrorism over in Ukraine. You know, you got Zelensky persecuting Christians. They're flooding particular areas, blowing up pipelines. And that's our government funding it. So let's stop blowing money and spending money that way.
Well,
actually, Brandon, if you want to know who blew up the pipeline, start looking in D.C.
Yeah.
That's where it came from. Okay, go ahead.
That's what I'm saying. Absolutely.
Well, Brandon, kind of tying it together, though, you know, you've got you've got those lower interest rates and so forth, but what about people who would want to refinance their homes, take out a line of credit? And that's really one of the ways that you get these big contractors or contractors in general to get big jobs. Are you seeing contractors sort of not working as much right now because people can't dip into their equity as easily?
I would think that has an impact on it. Yeah, I don't see it directly. I think you hit on a major point, though, and that also translates into these commercial properties as well, as we spoke about before, with a lot of the commercial notes being unable to be reworked out, refinanced, and reset, because the challenge there is, you know, of course, with the bond market being thrown off. So yeah, it's a tough problem that the elites in D.C. got us into with these consecutive rate hikes, and then allowing it to get be so low for so long. And, of course, you know, it gets into a more complex conversation around the BRICS and these other currencies. And I think it's, again, the less push for digital currency that's going to end up taking place, and their growing want and need for globalism. It kind of all wraps together with where we're at. But, yeah, it's a challenging time for people. It really is.
And one of the things that you also do, Brandon, is the captain was talking about, you're the consumer quarterback. In the aftermath of Adalia, are we hearing any news stories about people trying to scam people who have been victims of the hurricane and come out and pretend to be contractors or pretend to be, you know, somebody who can help them, but they really are there to try to scam them?
Yeah, I imagine that's still going on. The high deposits, if they're asking for high deposit amounts, large monies up front, don't do it. You gotta definitely make sure you're checking references, resources, sunbiz.org in Florida and your state, making sure you're checking out who they say they are. And also, I just interviewed a public adjuster on my show, and there's a lot of uncertainty around what's covered in certain policies. So if you don't know, don't just take their word for it. Get a second opinion, talk to an attorney, talk to a public adjuster, or you can always, you know, give us a call, and we'll point you in the right direction as well.
Well, I want to interject something here real quick before we lose the moment. You are right about the fact that there is some things going on up there, especially in the rural areas, because this storm went through a rural area, and this is ripe picking for the city slickers, as we used to like to call them, that come out there and try to put one over on you. So, yeah, there's things going on. You bet there is.
Yeah, exactly. Got to be diligent. Got to be smart. And just ask more questions. Ask questions. Look to see proof. Ask for references. Ask for their insurances, their licensing. Check them out online.
Yep.
And double check.
They got to show it. They got to show it to you. And if they don't have it, then don't do anything. No.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's absolutely right. Because it's so much harder to earn money, and it's so easy to lose money.
Yep. All right, well, Brandon, we've got about 30 seconds here. Tell us what you do and how to get a hold of you.
Yeah, thank you, Captain. Thank you, Kyle. Appreciate you guys. And thanks to the audience out there for supporting great programs like Captain's America and the Consumer Quarterback Show on Salem, the Salem Radio family. You can reach me if any questions around real estate. My wife and I own a team at Keller Williams Realty, and we can help you worldwide. 813-917-1894. You can call or text 813-917-1894. And our website is consumerqb.com, like consumer quarterback, consumerqb.com for all of your real estate questions. We'd love to talk to you.
Thank you very much, Brad, and look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Take care. Have a great day.
Thank you. Okay. And Kyle, I'm going to let you go, and you can go get some rest or breakfast or whatever you want to do. I'm going to go have some breakfast this morning, I think. I worked up an appetite tonight. It's been one of those nights.
All right. Thanks, Captain.
All right, Kyle. Talk to you later. Thank you. That's Kyle Warren, everybody, professor of politics. And, folks, I'll be back tonight on these radio stations that you're listening to me on right now. Thank you very much. And again, hello, Las Vegas. Appreciate you. Hello, Orlando. Hello, Reno.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.